Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord and thank Him for the time we're able to spend together today and the remainder of this week. If you are a new listener, or it's been a while since you've listened, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Praise God. Well, as I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share, I want to share much of the Word of God regarding a subject and experience that, as Christians, we're all too familiar with. And I've entitled the message, God's Antidote for Discouragement. Beloved, the Holy Spirit is so interested in seeing you grow, seeing His people grow. He has a job to do. The Holy Spirit had that commission from the Father, and His purpose, His intent is to beautify the temple. In other words, which temple we are. We're individual believers. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And in doing so, He is preparing us as a glorious bride for the return of Jesus. And beloved, in the world we're living in, not only are the personal battles increased, as I have noted, talking to those at church through the correspondence ministry, the personal trials and afflictions and troubles we go through seem to be magnified, but also the world in which we're living, it grows increasingly evil every day, just as God's Word said it would. And so one of the most frequent and serious battles we face as God's people is that of discouragement. However, we're not going to talk about that because we all know and can testify from experience, personal experience, what that is. But we want to focus on God's antidote for discouragement. What can we do when we look into the Lord, when we look to the Word of God? How can that, the truth of God's Word, dispel any lack of hope that we have, any discouragement that may be trying to set up in our hearts and lives? Now, if you've listened any length of time, you know I love dictionary definitions. It's important to understand the terms, the words that we're using. And that word, discourage, it's a verb. It means to deprive of courage or confidence, to dishearten. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God should encourage us, but the work of the enemy, the world, the flesh, the devil wants to discourage us. And so we're going to look at the opposite of discouragement. We're going to look at the antithesis. How's that for a fancy word? A contrast with discouragement, and that is hope. Now, by definition, it means trust, reliance, but this is the second definition is the one that I'd like us to really lay hold of and focus on. Hope is desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. Beloved, that is connected to truth and reality, the reality of God, the reality of His Word. And so, before we get into what the Holy Spirit wants to impart and emphasize to our hearts in this message, let's lay a foundation, first of all, of what the Word of God has to say about hope. And this understanding and experience of hope is vital to our life, both physically as well as spiritually. Hope, What is hope? It is and must be the experience in our natural life here on this earth. Otherwise, to despair, to be discouraged, it immobilizes us. And I think we've all been in places where we were just frozen. We didn't really want to do anything because we'd lost hope. And beloved, I will say, as you read the stories of those who have been imprisoned for Christ and God ultimately released them, it was hope that kept them strong. They believed that God was hearing their prayers, the prayers of those who loved and knew them, and those who were supporting them. And beloved, we cannot take lightly this subject of hope. So, having said that, let me just share, and I'm going to share a lot of scripture in this message, what the Word of God has to say. First scripture I'll share with you is Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, verse 4. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. You might not feel yourself a lion, but if you're alive, you just might feel yourself like a little dog. But if you are alive, to him that's joined to the living, to all the living, there is hope. And so as long as there is breath in your body, you cannot despair. Hope is available to us. Isaiah 38 and 18 says, for the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, speaking of the Lord. They that go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth. And beloved, let's give it a New Testament scripture. Saints are called to hope. That is what we are admonished and encouraged to lay hold of, to walk in. Ephesians 4 and 4 says, there is one body, that's the body of Christ, and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. That hope, even though we may have different needs, that hope is given to us by the Spirit of the Lord. And that hope is the same. It is powerful. It is divine. It is placed within our hearts that we will have the strength to go forward and continue to run the race. And we should hold fast to hope. If you feel your hope dwindling, or if you say, you know, Sister Glass, I guess I am feeling somewhat discouraged. Hear what Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, verse 6 says. But Christ, as a son over his own house, which he is, whose house we are, makes it specific, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. We must never lose hope. We must never think that our situation is impossible for God. We must never feel that God's not going to answer prayer. We must never feel that our heart's desires are not going to be given. We have to hold fast. If we hold fast our confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, and joy is a big part of hope, but we'll look at that later. And so, let's share some more scripture. The word preaches itself, beloved. We should continue in hope as God's people. Psalm 71 and 14 says, but I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more. So it sounds like that's supposed to be an ongoing experience. I will hope continually. Amen. 1 Peter 1 and 13 says, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind. This is an imperative. He is requesting, he is asking that of God's people. Beloved brother, sister, Judith, we are to gird up the loins of our minds, to be sober, and to hope to the end for the grace, thank God for his grace, that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to reveal Jesus. He takes great delight in doing that. And he gives us truth as we are able to receive it. He's a good teacher. He doesn't, like, you wouldn't put on a child in first grade algebra. Well, he knows exactly what we need, when we need it. And the Trinity is working together. Jesus is praying for us. The Father knows his plans toward us. And so we can rejoice that he who began that good work in us is faithful to complete it. And Let me give another scripture. Psalm 119, 116. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. So we shouldn't be ashamed of our hope. Now, the thing to remember is that God's timing is not always ours. We would like it yesterday, but God has a multiplicity of purposes involved when he answers prayer. It's not just one thing. We're very myopic. We're very short-sighted. We can't see the big picture, but God does, because he's God. He's all-wise. He's all-sovereign. And more than that, he is all-loving, and he knows what is best for you more than you know yourself. Sometimes we think we're pretty convinced on what's going to be good for us, what's going to make us happy, but we have to trust the wisdom of our Heavenly Father. God has a timing. And not only that, as you continue in hope, you're not going to be ashamed. God's not going to let you be ashamed. There's going to be a testimony of the hope that God has allowed you to stand and walk in. Praise God. That's wonderful. And then another, I'll probably have time for maybe one more scripture, Colossians 1 and 23. It speaks of Jesus having reconciled us. And the word says there, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. See, the gospel's enmeshed. It is intertwined. It is, its very fabric is hope, which ye have heard. Praise God. So we will continue in the faith. We're going to be grounded. We're going to be settled. And we're not going to be moved away from the hope of the good news, the gospel, which we have heard. Praise God. Well, I think that's a great way to end this day's worth of broadcast. And we'll pick up tomorrow at this same time. I invite you to listen if you're able, or if any chance you're not able to, you may go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen at your convenience to the current week or any of the archives. Thank you for joining me. I love you. I pray for you every day. The announcer will give our contact information as far as writing or emailing. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.